For Pentecost, we are preparing for the coming of the Holy Spirit in a special way tomorrow. And when we think of the Holy Spirit, think of the power of God. We think of the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But we can also think of the Beatitudes, which are a power that's given by the Holy Spirit. And scholars believe that the Beatitudes are actually higher gifts than the Holy Spirit. They're a greater development of the power of God in us if we can live the Beatitudes. But the gifts of the Holy Spirit are a superhuman power too, given to us by the Holy Spirit, that are infused into us once we practice the gifts, once we practice the virtues. But the gifts of the Holy Spirit are necessary for us to live a truly supernatural life, and we need them, and we need to pray for them and work towards them through the virtues that we practice. And the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit can be divided into the four intellectual gifts and three gifts of the heart, and that motivate us to act. The four intellectual gifts are the gift of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and counsel. And the greatest of those gifts is gift of wisdom. The gift of wisdom allows us to have such an intimate understanding of God that we actually taste Him. The words where the saints speak of tasting God, that we're so close to Him, we understand Him so well, that He has united Himself to us so much and revealed Himself to us so intimately in our heart, in our mind, that we can taste Him, we can experience Him, we can have such a tangible understanding of Him that we are so close to Him that we experience Him in a tangible way. And that's what we need especially, to draw closer to God and to love Him, to live for Him, to understand Him, to really know our Lord in an intimate experiential way. We pray for that gift. You know, the more we pray, the more we strive to do God's will, the more we strive to love Him, the more He's going to infuse this gift of wisdom into our heart, where we really come to know what God is like, and we're not confused. We don't have these mistaken ideas that God is something other than a loving Father, perfect in every way, all holy, all infinite, infinite beauty, etc. We come to know God in a really intimate way. We need to. That gift is the most important of all the seven gifts. And then there's the gift of knowledge, which makes us understand the things of this world in relation to God. We can understand evil, we understand good, we understand ourselves, we can see God in creatures, we can see God in the events that happen in our life, in nature. All these things help us to point to God and to understand God through them, and to live for God through these natural events, and through our understanding of ourselves, what we can do, what our weaknesses are, what our strengths are, what God has done in us. And the knowledge of these things helps us to serve God rightly. The gift of understanding helps us to understand the truths of the faith, all the truths of the faith, the Holy Trinity, the Blessed Sacrament, all the sacraments, all the truths of our faith, heaven and hell, All the catechism, teachings in the catechism, we understand these things with a keen insight. And of course, we need to use our natural intellect to understand these things. And beyond that, God infuses a greater understanding of these gifts, which we use, again, to love God and to serve Him and to do His will. And so there's, even though these gifts are infused into us, we receive a greater portion of them as we practice the natural virtues. And then the gift of counsel, which enables us to make wise decisions through the power of God. Of course, we think about what's the best thing to do. We have many, many good choices to make. We can have four or five different good choices, but we don't know what's the best, what is actually God's will for us, what is the one that He exactly wants us to choose. And so we make the best decision we can, and we ask God's additional wisdom and insight on how to know what exactly he wants us to do. So that's the gift of counsel. It really strengthens us and to be really wise and to really know what is best for ourselves and for God's will for ourselves, but also and especially when we are to help other people, if we're responsible for others, we need to guide others in some way as parents or teachers, etc. We need the gift of counsel to help others and to lead them with in a way that leads them in the path of sanctity and virtue and not in any way astray, away from the will of God. Those are the four intellectual virtues, gifts of the Holy Spirit, and then the three gifts of the heart which motivate us to do God's will are the fear of the Lord, fortitude, and piety. In piety, we can start with piety, really. Piety is the love of God and the love of neighbor, and it's a love beyond just our particular effort to see good in others and to restrain ourselves from our passions or our tendency to see the faults in our neighbor, but it's that gift that God gives us to love our neighbor strongly, intensely, and to be willing to even to die for our neighbor, to suffer for our neighbor, to suffer for God, to do great things for the good of our neighbor. That's the gift of piety, and we really need to pray for that and work towards that great virtue, which would help us to see God in our neighbor and help us to really do the most good to our neighbor and for our neighbor, and to see that we are all members of a family, that God is our Father, Mary is our Mother, and we think of our saints, the saints and the angels in heaven as part of our universal family, and all our neighbors here in the world are members of our family, and we can't think of them as strangers, but as our brothers and sisters that we care about, that we pray for, that we reach out to, that we suffer for, and that we give as much as we can to. That's really the power of the gift of piety, to see us all, see everyone as members of a family that we love intensely. That's the way it'll be in heaven. We will love each other intensely, and that'll be one of the greatest joys of heaven, but it should start here. And loving our neighbor as well as even our enemies. The power of the Holy Spirit will help us to do that through the gift of piety. And then the fear of the Lord really helps us to revere our Lord and to be afraid, especially afraid of offending God. When we think of the word fear, it really strikes us. It's like salt, you know, strikes the tongue and the taste and changes things. The word fear really strikes us, kind of like a shock. And it's a powerful word that we need to use to keep us away from sin. Not so much the focus on punishment and And the negative aspect, this gift is all positive. I'm afraid to offend my infinitely good God who has done nothing but good and promises only to do good for me, for you, and will always do good, what is for our salvation, what is for our happiness. And so we are intensely fearful of offending God, not in the sense of losing our peace and being all agitated, and but a genuine fear to offend God, that we are concerned, immensely concerned. This is our greatest concern, is to do God's will and not to do anything that would offend him or displease him. And the slightest things that we do wrong should affect us and hurt us, because we don't want to hurt God. And so there's a true fear, a fear that motivates us to not do evil, but to do good, to do God's will. And we see how that fear of the Lord is so much lost in today's world, and so much lost in all of us at times, and how much we need to have that recaptured, or to learn to fear the Lord, to cultivate that fear, and to cultivate it every day. And finally, the last gift is fortitude. This is that strength and that power to resist evil, to resist temptation, to resist our passions that will pull us down, and to do what is difficult, to do the difficult things, to do our duties in life, to fulfill our duties, no matter how difficult they are. I'm afraid to correct somebody. I'm afraid to do this work, which is fatiguing. I'm afraid to resist this person who's trying to pull me into sin, peer pressure, etc. We need to practice the natural virtue of fortitude, but we can count on the gift of special infused power of the gift of the Holy Spirit of fortitude too, when we pray and we strive to practice this natural virtue of fortitude. We can count on it, especially in really difficult times when we don't think we have the strength to resist strong temptations or to do difficult things. But we must fulfill our duties, and always it's that trust in the gift of fortitude that will enable us to practice this, to do God's will in every circumstances. We will always have the strength to do God's will, but we need to trust and believe and pray for that gift. And with all the gifts of the Holy Spirit, we turn to Our Lady, the spouse of the Holy Spirit. She will, the more she is in our heart, the more these gifts will abundantly show themselves in our life, and the more she will strengthen us and live this truly supernatural life that the gifts of the Holy Spirit enable us to live.
Miserere,